Second Chance by Rich Kincaid. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Brian looked mortified, fear brimmed in his eyes as they began to water with shame and sorrow. Looking down at Ali, he trembled with dread at the retribution he would receive. It was the comments that he'd had from previous partners. Well, not so much the comments as the lack of them. It was the sighs, the silences. It was when the women were polite to him, but then there were flashback comments. It's okay. I don't mind. Is that it? Fuck. The humiliation was excruciating. It made his stomach churn. The nausea would follow soon after. The bloom of embarrassment would emerge on his face and flower down his chest. It was a perfect complement to his pale skin but clashed with his auburn hair. He could feel the hot prickle of sweat beading on his top lip and forehead. No matter how much he apologised, no matter how nice the lady was, the mood was broken, and it was usually followed by the woman beating a rapid retreat. There was no reason to think that this time would be any different. Oh, she looked quizzically at him. You've come already. Indignity is a difficult thing to pull off with any kind of aplomb, so he opted for honesty. Yeah, it is. I'm sorry, but you see, I come quickly. Prematurely, some might say. It's the noises you make, and your smell, and your soft skin, and wonderful curves. It gets me all excited, and I can't help it. I've tried everything. The alphabet backwards, all the Premiership football teams, trying to name all the states of the USA. I've even gone to the doctor, but they said I just need to relax. I've tried relaxing, but the more I do, the faster I come. I'm so sorry. I understand that you want to go now. I can only apologise. He stammered and was moving away from her. No! The shout came from her as she dug her nails into his back to prevent him leaving her precious sex. No, she said more softly. Don't go. Don't leave. I like you. I like you a lot. Okay, it was faster than expected, but the whole sex thing does not solely revolve around you and your pleasure or embarrassment. Pulling him forwards and delicately pressing her lips to his, she stared into his golden brown eyes. Her smile reached the corner of her eyes as she kissed him, slowly at first, building the heat in them. Allowing the moist pleasure of their mouths to seek each other out, they lay there kissing for the longest time. Tongues brushing gently against each other, teeth nipping and nibbling at lips, melding. Two people in love, or at least in lust.